Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Day after Thanksgiving morning, Jeff Hathorn with you, and look who's in studio. Dom DiTommaso and Jim Colony.
I know. This is crazy. You know, I haven't been in here since March. We didn't do anything over 4th of July this year, did we? We didn't.
No.
So the last time I was here, I looked it up, you know, on my computer to see stuff I had printed out, and it was in March. And I actually did, and I actually printed it out again to see if any of the things that I mentioned in March held true. And surprisingly, a couple things did. A couple things did. But no, it's great. They said, do you want to do this? And I said, can you make Jeff do it? And since basically you do everything when they ask you to do it, I knew that you would. And so here I am.
It's kind of how it was presented to me too. So at least, at least we're on the same page there. Like, hey, Jim's going to do this show, but only if you do it. So I know you've got a lot going on, but...
Yeah, I do. It's amazing in retirement
you,
how...
Me.
Oh, with you, yes. Yeah, like every once in a while I turn on and there's... Oh, Jeff's doing the Pitt football game. I didn't know that. Oh, Jeff's doing the evening show. How about that? Oh, wait a minute. He was at practice all day before that.
So what, what have you been up to?
Not much. It's amazing how busy you can be doing nothing. If that makes any sense. You know, people, how's retirement? Well, I think a lot of people know that I have a retirement job at Pheasant Ridge Golf Course, or Pheasant Ridge Golf Club, I believe, officially it would be. I want to make sure I get it right.
Yeah,
I don't
want to
lose.
I mean, it's not like you've driven it into that place 1,000 times.
I don't want to lose. Have you ever done this, too, where you leave your house? Like, okay, and I know where you live, where you drive out of your neighborhood and you would turn left onto
threatening, didn't it?
Yes, I know where you live. You know where I live too. But you drive to come to work. I do the same thing. You take a left on Route 8. How many times have you intended to take a right, say to go up to, you know, like Aldi or Lowe's or, you know, up there? And you intend to go there, and yet you turn left just because you're so used to turning left out of the, you know, onto Route 8. I don't do that as much as I used to, but it still happens infrequently. I'll find myself, wait a minute, why am I going south when I meant to go north?
Yeah, mine will be more the, as I'm going down 28 and trying to figure out, oh, am I going to work to the station? Or am I going to the Steelers facility or Pitt facility on the south side? That's where it gets, like, there's that. Now, every day it's Steelers facility now, so it's not. But especially during OTA times when you could be at one or the other. And, yeah, I've done that. Or you'll get on 8, and instead of going left, you want to go right to hit the turnpike to go up to Penguins practice.
Yeah, see, I don't have to worry about that stuff anymore. I do every once in a while if I'm up on 228, you know, in Cranberry by the Penguins facility, I think of it. I said, oh, I kind of miss, and I do kind of miss that sort of thing. I don't miss talking to a lot of the athletes necessarily. But sometimes the most fun part about going to a practice is just hanging around with you guys, you know, just, you know, busting chops and everything else. I do miss seeing people. But other than that, you know, everything's fine. I've got, my voice is a little wonky. I've had some medical, well, I've just had some tubes stuck down my throat. Let me put it that way. And so my voice is actually, it's been pretty good the last week. It seems to have rallied knowing I'm doing this, and I may end up doing a few Saturday shows. But basically,
well, I saw the schedule. You better be more than willing to do it.
Yeah, I know. I saw that, but it's penciled in. Plus, we
is
also
it?
Don't know football schedules, although I think there's only one place Pitt can play if they're so lucky to get into the into the ACC championship game. So that 9 to 11 Saturday slot will still be open that day. There's a couple in a row. I tried not to do two in a row in the past, but I did look at those schedules, and he's got me on two in a row. But we really don't have anything going on. But we're free to come. You know, my wife's also retired. We've been retired. You know, this is going to be 4 years in February.
Has it really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
See, unlike Cook, like, you retired and you're still around. Cook, like, walked out the door in the biggest, like, drop the mic ever. Like, he walked out the door as people were trying to talk to him, and no one's heard from him again. He didn't show up for the 15th. He wouldn't do a video for the 15th anniversary, I'm talking about.
Right.
Like, he's just fallen off the face of the earth from our standpoint.
But I've also heard that he has, there's some stealth involved in his game because he does come back here.
Oh, yeah.
From
no,
what
I've heard. That there are certain people that he will seek out.
I think Starkey, I think Joe's in contact with
him. Is he?
Yeah. Like, people ask me if, you know, they ask me about Ron. It still comes up quite a bit. You know, that's the thing about working at the golf course is that people will, every once in a while, I get made, you know, and people will start asking me stuff. Like, over the summer, you know, or last spring, it was like what's going to happen with Aaron Rodgers? I'm going, like, I don't know. And they'll say, oh, come on, you know. You must have still know. You still talk to me. I'm like, no.
Do people come up to you and are upset with something that's said on our station still? Like, you have control over it?
Sometimes, you know, but here's the thing is that, and I know, and I'm going to use Andrew as an example. In our business, if you're a lightning rod, not necessarily with what you do and what I did, but if you're a lightning rod and you can get, way back in the day, okay, there was a TV guy did a poll about media personalities, and Howard Cosell was at the same time 50% of the people loved him, 50% of the people hated him. But in terms of Q rating, everybody knew who he was. Everybody. And so if you're a guy like Andrew and you can get half the people to like you, but then there's half the people that you just drive them absolutely crazy, but they can't help but listen.
Oh, yeah.
That's what the job is.
I'm not saying it from that standpoint because, you know, back in the day on KDAM, the most popular person outside of some of the local hosts was Limbaugh.
Yeah.
I mean, Rush Limbaugh had the ability to what you're saying, have 50% of the, maybe 60 or 70% of his audience hate him, but they tuned in every day to get ticked off at what he was going
to
say next.
And to yell at him.
Every single day they would tune in. And most of the people that listened to him, and people don't believe this, but it's true, didn't like him. But they wanted to hear what's this idiot saying today?
Do you watch the series Landman?
No, I've seen maybe 1,000 promos for it.
Well, yeah, if you're watching an AFC game, like a CB, like yesterday, right? If you're watching the 425 game, then yeah, you're going to see all sorts of promos for it. It is very good, and the cast is excellent, and Billy Bob Thornton he's Billy Bob Thornton. But there was a recent episode where and his wife is Allie Larder, who is Darcy Sears in Varsity Blues. Now she's older. It still looks kind of like Darcy. I don't know if she could pull off the whipped cream bikini, but she's still
so not like
she still looks good.
Darcy and Married with Children.
Yeah, she was actually underrated. Well, I don't know. We can get into that, but back to the Billy Bob Thornton thing, because in the recent episode, He's an oil man, okay, and so he's driving down and he's listening to the to like a business report, And the good old boys are talking about how OPEC is doing this and the price of oil is going this and this and that and the other thing. And he's basically yelling at everything those guys were saying. He goes, well, yeah. And then he goes, well, of course. And basically he's talking to these guys on the radio. So his wife called, and then his phone goes off, and it's his wife calling him. And she goes, what are you doing? And she goes, you're yelling at the radio again, basically. And I've done that too, where I don't really yell at the radio, but I will comment on something that Starkey says, for example, just because I can't help myself. But anyway, so that's kind of what we do. Can I tell my speeding ticket story? Oh, we got plenty of time.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and I met Dawn, by the way. This is huge. I saw that I made the notes, the morning show notes yesterday.
Yeah, this is very exciting for me. I can't believe I've been here now for 2.5 years, and it's my first time meeting Jim.
Yeah, well, guess who hasn't been here a lot for 2.5 years? It's just me.
That's true.
You know, I pop in every once. There was free food on Wednesday. I came in for that. But anyway, okay, so we get to travel now. One thing we have not done is flown anywhere in the last several years, which is...
You afraid?
No, but I don't want to bother with it. Because people, we go up to New England quite a bit. We go to Florida, but we drive because then, you know, what are you going to do? You're going to, it takes, you know, 10 hours maybe to get someplace, but it's better to drive, take a day to drive, and then we have our car to go and do what we want to do when we get to where we're going. And, you know, you could add up the cost and convenience and everything else. But anyway, so got a speeding ticket. Actually, I've gotten a couple of speeding tickets in the last 3 years. One in Virginia I always thought it was Wytheville, but apparently it's Withville. But
yeah,
anyway.
I know where you're talking
it's
about.
It's like the I-77, yeah. 81, yep. 79 thing.
It's like the last town in 200 yeah. miles. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know. I get a speeding ticket a few years ago, 12 over, right? 67 and a 55. It was Sunday morning at, you know, 6 o'clock, and there's nobody on the road except for us and the sheriff who was, you know, parked in the median. And I wasn't aware. I usually try to keep it 9 over, right? You keep it 9 over and you're good. All right. So, you know, no big deal. You pay the ticket. I can't remember how much it was. And then, you know, we go about our way, and there were no repercussions, no points, no insurance issues. I hope the travelers, people aren't listening right now. Okay, so about a month ago, what, a little over a month ago for my 70th birthday, we went down to Nag's Head and ran into a nor'easter, which was pretty good. But we're driving down, and you know, you go down there and you're on I-64 going toward the beaches, right, going toward Virginia Beach. If you're not going 70 or 75 miles an hour in that traffic, then you're actually causing problems, right? So you get kind of velocitized is a phrase I remember from driver's ed. Mm. You remember that phrase? Did you ever have driver's ed? Yeah.
I had driver's ed, but I don't remember that.
You'd be
that.
In the simulator, and then all of a sudden you'd go from a, you know, 55 down to a 35, and
you've been velocitized.
And said, you know, you have to pay attention. So anyway, so again, I'm going a little over the 55 mile an hour speed limit as you cross over the state line into Currituck County. And all of a sudden I look up and there's a 45 mile an hour sign. I'm like, oh, crap, I better slow down. Look in the rearview mirror. I get lit up. Okay, so get pulled over. $30 ticket, right? He goes, I'm only going to write you up for, he goes, you know, you just pulled into that 45. I said, yeah, I saw it. I was slowing down. He goes, well, I'm going to write you up for, you know, 12 over, 67 and a 55. I'm like, okay. So I get the ticket. He says, $30 for the ticket. $190 for court costs. So it's basically a little over $200. All right, so get home, going to pay a ticket. Within a week, I get a stack of mail from lawyers in North Carolina offering to represent me in court, saying that they can, you know, get whatever stuff reduced, and so you don't want points to your license, and your insurance is going to go up by $2,500, maybe. You know, but you pay us, you know, $150, $200, we'll make sure that your insurance doesn't go up, that kind of stuff. But I thought that was unusual. I've gotten speeding tickets besides the one in Virginia years ago and on the turnpike, I got one up on I-80. I think that's about it. But I'd never gotten a thing from you know, like when I got pulled over in Plum years and years ago on the turnpike, it wasn't like I got a ton of mail from lawyers in Allegheny County offering to represent me. I thought that was unusual.
No, I agree.
That day, I'd never heard of that happening before. And I almost called one of them up just to say, what are you guys doing here? I mean, does this happen all the time? Because I just thought that was kind of weird.
You guys will appreciate this. Dom, did you take driver's ed? Was that part of high school?
They don't
for
have
you?
That anymore.
No, I had a private instructor, but it's not part of high school anymore.
Well, no, you had to do that. So, we had to do that with our son, Pat. Chris was in high school in Vermont when we were there. They had driver's ed there. But anyway, go ahead.
So we had driver's ed in school, and Mr. Cahy was our teacher. Tough guy, you know. First day you're in, they show that bloody video of like all these dead people from doing things, and like everyone in the room is just deathly silent. We're like 15, and you're like, oh my gosh, like this is crazy. And he was, you know, there are no yellow lights, they're all orange. So whenever you see yellow, hit those brakes because you're going to get T-boned by somebody. And so we're I don't know, a couple weeks into his class, and the word starts spreading. He got in an accident. That was his fault on the way to school. He rammed into somebody, and it was like we were sitting and we all had heard about it. And this is pre-social media, so we're like, it's the old school.
It was amazing how word got around in a high school.
And we're all sitting in that class, and he would always say, talk about defensive driving and how you've got to avoid the accident. And the smart ass of the class like raised his hand about some topic that he brought up, and he said, how was that accident this morning? And the dude lost his mind. like something you see in a movie where he like swatted everything off the desk, wanted to kill this kid.
Like
and
Hal
we're all
McCray.
Sitting there like amazed by what's happening, trying not to laugh, didn't want to get involved. But when the driver's ed teacher gets in an accident, then the next guy we had was a retired gym teacher. He comes in because they gave this guy a little time. You used to be able to take his course. We'd have to drive. And if you took him through McDonald's drive-through, that's all we had to do. So we would drive like 10 minutes to the McDonald's, go through the drive-through. He'd get something to eat. And then that was it. That was our driver's test. And
you know what's sad is that when I took driver's ed, guess what they didn't have? McDonald's drive-through. In fact, we didn't even have a McDonald's when I took driver's ed. Not till my senior year did we have a McDonald's.
Yeah, I think that would be me. If I'm a retired teacher, I'm like, dude, just hit me up through the drive-through. I mean, I didn't have to pay, paid for it himself, but like that became the thing. It's like, as long as you go through the drive-through, you're good. And there would be a couple of students I don't know if we should do that. And then that person would have to do like 35 hours on the road, where we had to do 35 minutes.
Who had to pay?
He paid.
He paid, okay.
Yeah. And he would actually offer something. So I think I got a Coke or something. So there I am, and driver's ed, one hand on the wheel, got a Coke in my hand, and it's like,
come on, 10 and 2.
God bless him.
Was it 10 and 2 or 9?
He was also the guy who was a coach, and we had him in middle school, and he's like, and his big quote was this. So did you ever notice the guy who said, it doesn't matter whether you win or lose, that's an anonymous quote? Because he's an anonymous bleep. Do you see that scoreboard? Of course it matters, or we wouldn't have one of those. So don't tell me about how, it was a good game. No, you either win or you lose. There is no, it's about how you play the game.
Did you have this guy? Did you have this guy for a sport?
Yeah, basketball.
Basketball. Okay, so that's perfect. Halftime speech, you guys are playing like crap. How many times did you guys have to like bury your head because you're going to like start laughing?
So he was only sixth grade, and by that, then he retired, probably because of how bad we were. And then we had the shop teacher took over and he used to pull the, if you don't use your left hand, I'm going to take you down to the shop and saw it off.
What if you're left-handed?
Then you're right-handed. Yeah. So we went from that to the... Texas chainsaw guy.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location while supplies last.